All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Look, it's the Oilers trying... Oh, it's Leon. Look, look, it's the Oilers trying to grab the top spot in the Pacific Division. Let's get into it with the lead. We only have the creative juices to do like one funny thing for the leads. And then we just have to keep recycling similar bits for the rest of the week. Welcome into Oilers Nation every day, live from the Sports Closet studio and live on the Oilers Nation YouTube. It's a short for giant game day edition of the show. And look who's back, from Moose Jaw and rocking a beautiful Moose Jaw Warriors hat.
Notice that.
Let's go Warriors.
Yeah, it was a big couple of both dubs. Did they win both games you went to?
They throttled them in game one. Came up a little lame in game two, but we're able to tie it up and force overtime, one overtime.
Who scored the OT winner? Was it Savoy?
Savoy didn't score it.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, it's a Lacatician or something like that. It wasn't Furkus Circus. It wasn't Savoy. It wasn't Matejchuk.
Oh, that's their other big gun, Matejchuk.
Oh, he's legit. There's a kid, and I got to remember his name for Brandon. He's like 6'12". Oh,
Charlie Ellick.
Yeah, Ellick sounds right.
Yeah. Kid can play.
He's like 6'5". He's 17. It's not his draft year for Brandon. I'm like, this guy's going to be someone. It's his name later. I was scouting for the Oilers as well.
Okay, bunch of people, and by bunch, I mean like 9 people have already said in the chat, Tyler, are you sad about Stephon Diggs? Yes.
Well, you shouldn't be.
I know.
I'll allow you to be, but you shouldn't be.
Well, he was rather ineffective near the end. So what is it now? Like the Gabe Davis Kincaid show?
Gabe Davis signed in Washington?
Oh. Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Their number one wide receiver is Khalil Shakir.
Curtis Samuel?
Anyway.
So they're going to be, they'll be getting someone then.
Yeah. Jefferson. Justin Jefferson.
I don't clear. Shit my pants.
They should.
New phone on the floor.
They should. They totally should go after Jefferson.
Yeah, they should. I don't think they have the picks to get her done. But anyways, I'm sad.
He's a free agent. Because
it's the end of an era, right?
Is he a free agent?
No, Justin Jefferson's not a free agent. He's still young, man. He's in like year 3 of his career.
Maybe next year he's a free agent.
I think like 3 years from now he would be.
No.
Yeah.
So
anyways, it's a sad end of an era. End of an era.
Out of LA.
No, Jesus Christ. No, he's old and hurt.
He's Edelman 2.0, man. Yeah. But like more dangerous.
All right. We'll talk Oilers. Last night on the out of town scoreboard,
I guess you could kind of say the Oilers got some help. The Vegas Golden Knights double up the Vancouver Canucks. It's the lead for today. It's the race for the top spot in the Pacific Division. And for a while there, I was kind of sitting there being like, I don't think I really care all that much for no other reason than I thought the difference between playing LA and Nashville was negligible. It's not big enough for me, but now I'm sitting here going, okay, Vegas, 5 points clear of LA. Even if LA wins their game in hand, it's still 3 points, only 7 games to go in the season. That's a mighty difficult gap for LA to close. So it looks like if you can catch Vancouver, you're getting Nashville. Very good. If you can't catch Vancouver, you are indeed getting Vegas in round one. I think it's imperative that you catch Vancouver. I think a first round matchup with Nashville is significantly easier to get through than a first round matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights. So I know you got to beat everybody eventually and all of that stuff. Eventually you're going to run into good teams, but I want that good first round matchup. And once you eventually do get to a Vancouver or Vegas, I want home ice in round two as well. So I think it's massive that the Oilers try to do this.
It all depends if Stone is back.
Well, Hurdle's skating, as Dackey says in the chat. Hurdle's back in a contact jersey.
Yeah. So Stone is the lifeline of that team. And so if he's there for playoffs, like that's extremely scary. And then it's like anyone but Vegas. But if he's not, I'm not as like concerned. Nashville is like, well, they're super like, well, they're red hot right now. Is it sustainable? Like they've kind of obviously
they've lost three in a row now.
They've had a little bit coming, adjustment, a course correction, if you will. But it's still a team with Juuse Saros and Roman Josi. So I know like on paper we are much better, but like there is a potential to get goalied by the Preds.
They've got
that type of goalie where I don't think so on Vegas, and especially they don't have Stone. Like I'm torn. It's all circumstantial for me.
So for me, like you look at a time when the Oilers got goalied, for example, against the Winnipeg Jets, even against the Vegas Golden Knights, those were situations where like you were getting goalied, but that other team was sitting there with anywhere from 3 to 5 really good offensive players contributing. Yeah. Right.
We had leads in every fucking game too.
That too.
Like that's annoying.
Yeah. I look at Nashville more of like, okay, Josi, very, very good.
Yep.
Can keep up with McDavid. One of the few defensemen who can keep up with him off the rush, all that stuff. Saros capable of stealing you playoff games. Absolutely.
Yep.
But that's not an offense that has 3 to 5 good pieces. That's one. It's Philip Forsberg and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it's like just a grindy low scoring game, like this is where, and it's like, I totally think Edmonton can beat Nashville. I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate here and just trying to totally assess the situation. Like, yeah, you know, coming out of the Ontario weekend, I'm like, there's no chance we can catch Vancouver.
Yeah.
But like now I'm back again being like, this is getting plausible. And our game with them coming up here soon is going to be super important. And like, gosh darn it, losing that point in St. Louis sucked.
Stings 11. A little bit more, but it's also in a weird way an inconsequential point when you look at the standings right now, because instead of being 4 back, you're 5 back. You still got to win your 2 games in hand and you still have to beat Vancouver, because remember, you won't have the tiebreaker over the Canucks. Yeah. So you have to finish a point clear of them. So that 1 point was still pretty significant. You win your 2 games in hand, you beat the Canucks. You are the top team in the Pacific Division. I still think that's important. The Vancouver Canucks schedule, I think, is important as well. They just played Vegas last night. They're going to play Arizona tonight. Arizona should be an easy spot on the bingo card, but they are 5-5 in their last 10. And Vancouver's playing now on the second of back-to-backs. After Arizona, they then go out Saturday to play the LA Kings. They then head back home to host the Vegas Golden Knights. So again,
Kings want to win. They don't have to play, Dallas first round?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Arizona, again, actually above 500 on home ice this season. So
that's the mullet.
Neither of their next three are cakewalks per se, but granted, none of the Oilers' next three are cakewalks.
No, we got it. Tonight's a big, big, big game. And it's a good matchup. I like kind of playing some of these teams later in the season when we at least know our playoff fate is somewhat sealed to see kind of how we size up.
Yeah, I think it's good. We did get a question in the chat from Fico, who said, do you think they can catch Dallas for the top spot in the West? You're eight back with two games in hand. You're not catching Dallas for the top spot in the West, although there is a chance you end up holding the tiebreaker. Closing 8 points in that little of a gap, it is difficult. Like five to catch Vancouver is enough of a stretch as is.
Yeah, no, no. It's five with two games in hand. So essentially, let's just assume we win those two.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's only 1 point we're going to catch up. So it's more realistic.
Let's kick things off a little bit because I saw Mulek says shutdown game going to be a low scoring one. Let's talk about our game notes a little bit.
I'm thinking the same way. You'll see.
Let's talk about our game notes. Today is brought to you by our friends at Star Mechanical. You can find them online, starmechanical.ca. Usually the sponsor of the guest line. You can trust your local Star residential, commercial, 24/7 emergency service. Did you hear Jason Demers on our show yesterday?
I did.
That story about him going to Kate's house for dinner and Shirelli and Lucic basically just icing him out it's heartbreaking. And as Liam's dug into over the last little bit, the domino effect it set off in Oilers history is also not great to think about.
It's also not surprising. Like Shirelli, his draft day note is sign Lucic at all costs.
Yeah.
No matter what, sign Lucic.
I think from my research,
mm-hmm.
So the right side would have been Lawson, Davidson, until they traded for Desharnais, and then Matt Benin. Who would you rather? Well, Jason Demers might have been a good top four defenseman for you.
He might have been. You might have traded Hall.
You wouldn't have had to trade Lucic. Then you wouldn't have lost a pick for James Neal.
You had to trade Hall.
You didn't have to.
No, you had to.
Did you have to? Why did they have to? Genuine question.
Because it's Connor's team now. When it was Taylor's team. So that already, like that right there should just be enough. And I think and obviously hindsight's telling you should have done it because like that was kind of the peak of his career trajectory.
Hall?
Get the most value. Hall.
I mean, he won an MVP the next year. That next year was his peak. And then,
That's pretty fucking close.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
If you get Hall, was his contract $6 million?
Yeah.
So you get Hall for $6 million and have what he's doing. I see what you're saying about the changing of the guard and everything, but he would have been better than Lucic that year.
Oh, yeah. It's
so that's kind of
like, what else could we have done with that money? Demers plus an amazing third line something.
Hmm. Anyways, the interview yesterday was very good with Jason Demers on the Star Mechanical guest line. Go back, check that out. Excited to have him as a regular member of the show going forward
throughout
the playoffs every week.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you guys.
We got Demers. Gazdick, another special guest. We can't announce that one yet, though. It's not at the finish line.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Frank Saravalli, the guy we're talking about to join us after games. Okay.
Don't remember.
Wow.
Plugged in. All right. Plugged in as me, Liam.
Anyways, to our game notes, Dallas is absolutely red hot right now. They are riding a 7-game winning streak. And Mulek, you talked about the low scoring matchup potentially. Well, how about this? Dallas has scored more than 3 goals in 5 of those 7 wins, 4+ in 5 of the 7. So their offense is absolutely humming right now.
But for us to win, we have to shut them down. So this is Mulek's logic, which I think and I support.
Yeah, and I get that. The point is it's a red hot offense right now. Since February 1st, the Dallas Stars are 17-6-3. But on home ice, they actually haven't been all that dominant. 6-4 straight up on home ice in that stretch since February 1st. And another area that may work into my keys to victory tonight is the fact that Dallas's penalty kill on home ice in the last 2 months is one of the worst marks in the NHL at just 73%. So there are a couple things, even though this Dallas team is red hot, it hasn't come from a lot of home success on home ice. Mm-hmm. Their penalty kill has been incredibly leaky. But one thing that does really, really scare me about this Dallas team right now, it hasn't been the case pretty much at any point all year. Jake Oettinger's looking really damn good. On the season, he only has a .900 save percentage, but here are his last 5 games. .920 save percentage, 2 goals against. .909 save percentage, 2 goals against. .929 save percentage, 2 goals against. .964 save percentage, 1 goal against. 17 of 17 for a shutout against Seattle. His last 5 games have all been 2 goals or less, have all been .909 or better.
We know what that's like.
Jake Oettinger's heating up.
We've seen that in our side before.
with Stuart Skinner potentially getting hot, which I think you could look and say he has.
Well, he did do that.
Yeah. Skinner has 920 in his last five.
That is very good. So maybe that does lend
fire
a little bit.
Fire with fire. The penalty kill is interesting because the Oilers' road power play sucks. In comparison to their home, it's like 40%. Yeah. I think their road is like, I say sucks, I'm pretty sure it's like 18.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks. It does kind of suck, actually. Yes.
You mentioned the head-to-head of Skinner and Ottinger. That brings us to our Sherwood Ford Giant question of the day. Stuart Skinner's not starting tonight. The Oilers are going with Calvin Pickard between the pipes. An interesting choice when you consider the schedule coming up. One, Calvin Pickard did deliver for them against the Dallas Stars back on February 17th. It was a game in Dallas where he stopped 24 of 27 in an overtime victory, but a lot of people picked apart those goals against.
But do you remember the game before that he started was the Minnesota game?
That was the game after.
What was the one before then? Because the one before he was not very good.
The one before he stopped 24 of 27 against the Ducks.
Maybe I'm forgetting it. Maybe I got those two mixed up.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, because
why are they starting Pickard?
Because I think it's weird too. I thought they would have gone all three Skinner on the road trip and then just played Pickard against the Flames.
Yeah, Jack Michaels with this note. Pickard beat the Stars on February 16th. It was February 17th. Gotcha, Jack. But it sets up Skinner to start Friday at home against Colorado. Game you obviously want to win them all. You want to beat Dallas, but Skinner played really well last time out against the Avs. Pickard played really well last time out against the Stars. Yep. And I think, again, point of emphasis, keep Stuart Skinner as rested as possible down the stretch and into the playoffs. I don't hate the decision to go with him. I actually think I said the other day on Pickard, pre-gaming Skinner, with Aaron. Yeah, they're going to go Pickard, Skinner, Pickard. I think it's a fine spot to get him some rest. I don't hate this decision at all. It's our Sherwood Ford Giant question for Sherwood Ford.ca. Check out their large inventory of new and used vehicles when you use Sherwood Ford as your next dealership. As our boy Bag Milk is finding out, you get all the perks that come with it.
Actually, another interesting part about this is, so next week, if they go Skinner on, Pickard on Saturday.
Yeah.
You go Skinner against Vegas.
On Wednesday, because you have 3 days off.
Back. So the rest of the way, they might just alternate.
Yeah, so it would be, do we have the schedule up, AB? Let's flash this up so people can get the visual. Pickard tonight, Skinner Friday, Pickard Saturday, next Wednesday, Skinner, Pickard against Arizona, the easy spot on the bingo card, we hope. And then Saturday, you're right back to the Vancouver Canucks. Massive game.
Huge.
Top spot in the division comes down to that night.
I hope it comes down to that night.
It lines up perfectly to have Stuart Skinner play in that hockey game. You cut to the week after. And
Pickard.
You probably go, I think, Skinner on home ice against, you're probably going straight rotation the rest of the way. Because then you're going to go, again, Skinner against Van, Pickard on home ice against San Jose, second last game of the year, just play Skinner against Arizona, and you're hoping final game of the season doesn't mean anything and you can just roll Pickard out against Colorado.
Top of the division, doesn't matter. Got it.
So I think that would finish Skinner with, what would that be, 55 now?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just quickly, another thing. We're getting way too ahead of ourselves in this whole conversation.
Why?
What time is puck drop between the Oilers?
Pacific champion Oilers.
Well, I was trying to think, is there a chance that that last game, Vancouver, we already know where they're at and we know if we need the 2 points or not. Edmonton plays at 7:30 on the 18th. Vancouver plays at 6 in Winnipeg. So no, there wouldn't be a scenario
if we stack up some points and they keep sliding.
Yeah, you're right.
The math could just be on our side.
The thing that'll hurt, though, is that you don't own the tiebreaker.
Because we want half the team to be on the plane after the first period.
I know. But you need to be up then by 3 points in the race by the time you get to the last day of the regular season on the 18th for that to play out.
Yeah. Got some work to do.
Yeah.
Never stop.
So anyways,
stopping.
Back to the giant question.
Let the Canucks slide.
We've just kind of ridden through the entire schedule and the goalies. Is starting Pickard the right decision tonight?
Looking at the schedule now, I actually think it probably is. There is a lot of games just jammed into the last 2 weeks. I think they have 6 games in 9 nights.
Yeah,
that's so inhumane. It's
probably the right decision. And you look at the way it works out. You can just rotate every other night. Why not? Although I would like it if Skinner played back-to-back games. I guess he would have the Vancouver San Jose game probably.
Yeah. We have to start like resting Skinner leading up to playoffs, but still giving him enough play time. I get it. I get if you had to make a decision of Skinner playing, whether he plays Dallas or Colorado. I like the logic of Pickard. You know, the juju around sport is interesting sometimes, of having Pickard go against Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Skinner, if it just went every other game, or the ones that we just predicted, whatever, he would finish with 57 games started on the season, 59 games played, but one of those games played is like the 2 minutes he played against Pittsburgh.
So yeah, it's not bad.
Let's go Pickard.
Pickard gets the ball tonight. Yeah, that end of the schedule there. I mean, first off, again, just to finish up the point on resting Skinner. So he got this game on the first against the Blues, and then he's basically only going to play one time between the first and the 10th of the month, which is nice. That, again, that should give him a nice chance to rest. And then when the schedule gets super compact down towards the stretch, that's when you can start to ramp him up a little bit. So
and they're predicting that they probably start game one on the 21st.
They can't start on the 20th.
Yeah, that's
like illegal, I think.
Yeah, although Frank did say he thinks the league will want to put one Western Conference game on Saturday night as a late game. But the issue
is there's got to be other teams that aren't ending their season on Thursday.
I think all the West teams do, or close to it.
Well, which is weird. I think it would be more fair if Colorado got home ice to put them on the Saturday.
I think that's what you could do, is something like that.
About traveling.
The Stars end their regular season on the 17th. So you could do Stars.
Oh, Stars, Kings.
Yeah, Kings end their regular season. But they end their regular season at home on the 18th. So I guess fly them out.
Who cares? Five days.
Yeah, fly them out on that. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I think you could probably do, if it is a Stars Kings first round, you could do that one on the 20th. My prediction, I think they'll want to put McDavid's playoff opener at a real primetime slot. So I think the Oilers will open up their playoffs Sunday the 21st, 6 o'clock puck drop. And we'll get the classic. Edmonton's always good for a handful of those in the playoffs because they like having a few McDavid games start primetime 8 o'clock out east. Probably going to be Saturday, 6 o'clock, I think, for the Oilers. Or Sunday, 6 o'clock.
Sounds awesome. So down with that.
I love it.
Playing the playoffs, I love 6 o'clock games.
It's great to be in a spot as Oilers fans. Like, I mean, when they made it in 2017, it was like, decade of darkness is over. It's so exciting.
Play us whenever you want. Put us on the moon if you want.
And then there was like the bubble playoffs, and that was all awkward. And the Canadian division. And then the other thing I like now, there are like little things I now look forward to about playoff runs. I live for those early playoff games we get where you go to the game, Rogers Place is electric, then you walk out and the sun's still out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
It is. And I've been on this planet and living in Edmonton for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It never ceases to amaze me in the spring when the days get longer. Like, oh my God, it's still light out. Like, I'm still in awe of that.
It's an absolute high. It's the best.
Absolute high. Like, I'm going to bed and it's still light out and it's April.
Going to bed at what? 9:12.
Hashtag dad life.
Yeah, you were talking the other day how you had a great weekend because you went to bed at 10 p.m. both nights.
A whole long weekend.
That's nice.
Yeah. The only one that would have been later would have been after the game on Thursday. I think I would have been in bed by like 10:45 that night, but it's great. Oh, that's good.
Surprised you got up in the morning.
Had to sleep in, you know, almost slept through Oilers Nation Radio on the Friday. Started at 10. All right, let's continue along with the show. People talking about the start time tonight. Yes, it is going to be a 7:52 puck drop the Oilers and Stars tonight.
Is it really?
TNT game.
Holy moly.
Oh, man, that's late.
Yeah. I was actually just thinking out loud. I know we usually do pre-gaming with Boardsy 1 hour before puck drop. So it's a 7:30 start. We'd usually start at 6:30. We should just start at 7 and go right up to actual puck drop tonight. That probably makes more sense.
Done.
Right? Actually have a pregame show. So there's not like an awkward 22. Like a
pregame nap.
A 22 minute gap from when we end our pregame show to puck drop. Probably doesn't make a ton of sense, but
I hate when they do that.
I know. It's the worst. Anyways.
What happened with the St. Louis game?
Why did it go so long?
No. Like,
why was it just a weird hockey game?
Yeah, well, no, like with the TV situation, like I missed some of the game.
Oh yeah,
you had to go to Sportsnet Oilers, the blackout channel.
Yeah, anyway.
There was a lot of people in the chat that said they didn't.
Well, I recorded it, right? So I was like,
so did my brother-in-law. He was pissed.
See, this is why
we're up 1-0, so I'm like, I did my part, I guess.
So I was talking to this with Tyler before the game, before the show today, and he gave me a very logical answer, and I didn't like it. So last night I went to go and watch Vancouver versus Vegas, but I couldn't watch it because it was on Sportsnet Pacific. Mm-hmm. So instead I had to watch Calgary versus Anaheim. Why not just put one of those games on Sportsnet 1? And like the same thing with the Oilers game the other day, you were saying the argument would be that the people in the West pay for the Oilers game. So why did I get the back half of the Leafs game to start the Oilers game?
Because it's like a broadcasting rule that if you start a game, you need to finish it.
Then
which
don't
is dumb
start
as hell.
Game.
Yeah, it's super dumb.
I'll just put it on one.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. There's no reason why an Oilers game should be getting bumped off Sportsnet West for a Leafs-Panthers game.
Did you also see the graphic Sportsnet put out yesterday? The Auston Matthews thing?
Oh, with the Hart Trophy?
Art Ross.
Sorry, it was Art Ross.
So they put out the race for the Art Ross, and obviously it was MacKinnon, Kucherov, and McDavid. And at the bottom, they put Auston Matthews has this many points. And isn't he like sixth in scoring, seventh in scoring, something like that?
I think William Nylander's outscoring him on his own team.
Ridiculous.
Points-wise.
People were not happy.
Nope.
The X-verse was not happy.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, they're rarely happy. Sorry, Matthews is now 3 points ahead of his teammate, William Nylander. Oh, so
finally. I'm in their hot trophy.
And where's McDavid now? If I don't know if there's any implications last night.
He's 1 point back of both MacKinnon and Kucherov.
And how many games does he have in hand?
So Tampa's at 74, Colorado's at 75, Edmonton's at 73. There's games remaining. Perfect. Pat Puff killed it.
Connor McDavid has one less assist than Auston Matthews has points this season.
It is wild though. So look at this. I don't see Connor McDavid at 29 goals, but he is starting to get going a little bit more.
He's wanting to score again. He didn't want to score.
Which was weird, but
I swear he comes into a season with an agenda.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I am going to score 60 goals this year. Score 60 goals this year. I'm going to get 100 assists.
Could get 100 assists tonight.
I almost thought about betting that'd be my bet, but then I'm like, Dallas will be tight.
Most guys that come into the year being like, I'm going to score 5 more goals than I did last season. McDavid's like, I'm actually going to do the complete opposite of what I did last year and not score all year.
Yeah.
It is wild.
I'm going to half my goal total, but score 100 assists.
Yeah.
I'm Connor McDavid.
But like, it is, he's going to win the Art Ross.
I mean, yeah, he's got one more game to play than Kucherov, two more games to play than MacKinnon.
He's not, like, when's the last game you went pointless? Knock on wood. Hopefully I'm not jinxing this tonight, but I...
Colorado.
Yeah.
Here's the question, Jay.
Damn it.
Does he get 1,000 points by the end of the season?
He is. How short?
24
points with 9 to play.
Oh, sorry. I read the wrong points remain. I read it wrong. 9 to play.
This is like his wheelhouse, man. Like it's tough, but like never rule it out. And if he's 3 points shy of the last game of the season, I bet you he plays to try to get it.
That's what I think too.
Well, the last game of the year will be interesting because if there is potentially nothing up for grabs, I mean, I think the likelihood of there being nothing up for grabs for the Oilers is slim, but there's a higher likelihood there's nothing up for grabs for Colorado. But if McDavid, let's say, is 1 point up on MacKinnon and it's the last game of the season, Edmonton, Colorado, does Colorado play MacKinnon?
Yes.
I think they would, right?
Oh, yeah. It'd be great television. It'd just be like those two trying to get points.
Yeah. That would be something.
That's kind of interesting how that this season could end given that race.
Yeah.
Great scheduling by the NHL.
It's like you think it's scripted.
McDavid's only been held pointless 4 times since the calendar flipped to the new year. Can you name them?
Colorado.
1.
LA.
2. There was one in between those two.
Colorado and LA?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Between Colorado and LA, there was one other game he was pointless.
I don't know.
I'm interested to see if someone can get Calgary? It in the chat. Calgary was before LA, so you got 3 of them now. There's one more.
Is it a West or an East team?
It was a road game.
I don't remember.
Road game out East was the other one.
Philly.
Nah, I haven't played Philly in a while.
I don't know. New York?
Pitt?
Game before Pitt, it was Buffalo. Buffalo was the game. Oh, there you go. C9 Covert got it in the chat. Congrats. You win nothing. We are going to.
You can win something.
Yeah, we're going to play Liam's game in a little bit.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Today. All right.
It is Wednesday.
Oh, for lifetime on Liam's game.
Well, today's
a
one's
great
easy,
chance.
One's hard.
Today's a new day.
Isn't that always the format?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? Today I decided to switch the easy one. It should be the hard one. And now my hard one's the easy one.
Yeah. I need to talk about this. We were talking about how the sunlight, sun going longer, gives you so much more energy. Another thing that can help you during those gloomy periods where maybe you're feeling a little bit down is AG1, a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your base health. If you need prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes for gut support, that is one of the best parts about using AG1 and making it a part of your daily routine like you do. We do our mornings on Tuesday and you yelled at me. You said, Tyler, are you having your coffee before your AG1? I said,
guys, damn it. I've been taking this stuff for over 2 years.
Really?
Yes. And I swear by it. It's such a good way to start your day because you see all the good stuff that you just laid out, plus much more that you put in your body to start your day.
Vitamin C, zinc to support your immune health as well. Liam, you haven't been doing it for 2 years, but you've been doing it for a handful of months now, and you love it.
I do love it. It's actually quite a tasty way to kick off the day.
Which is the other surprising part is the taste. You think when you read off all those benefits, you're like, eh? But it is good.
Yeah, I swear by it.
I think it's great too.
There you go. AG1 recommended by the three of us, and that's why we're excited to welcome them.
Crawford.
And Dorsa. Okay. that's why we're excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/OilersNation. That's drinkag1.com/OilersNation. Check it out.
I was with AG1 when they had the original bottle they gave you.
Wow.
Which was a bit of a disaster. And they knew that. And now they've made the bottle way better.
It's a great bottle.
It's a great bottle. Before you used to open it and like, you'd like shoot a little bit. I don't know. Cause there's like pressurization because they have a little seal on it. Yeah. Just shoot. And like, if you're wearing a white hoodie, you'd get a little speck and then like, hopefully fix this. And they did. And now it's very sleek.
It's very,
Like I said, I am like one of the day ones.
OG AG one.
I'm a OAG.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, we are going to get back to the Oilers in just a second, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Eastern Conference play, or a little bit about the Eastern Conference playoff race.
Pittsburgh's in it.
Wild.
Insane. Absolutely insane that Pittsburgh is still in it. You look at this,
like Pittsburgh realistically, probably you're going to make it.
Well, here's the one thing working against the Pittsburgh Penguins right now. They have the toughest schedule amongst all those teams. Man, they have to go their final seven games. They get Washington, playoff team.
That's huge. 4-point game.
Yeah. Tampa Bay wagon right now. 8-1-1 in their last 10. Leafs starting to look legit again. Red Wings right in the mix. Bruins, again, playing great hockey right now. Then they get the Preds, then they get the Islanders. They play
on it.
They don't have a single bottom feeder team in that mix, which is wild.
Have to want it.
Yeah.
Who've they been beating then?
They beat the Devils last night, beat the Rangers the game before that. They've won four of their last five.
Like, that's the goal, is to leapfrog Washington. That's the only way in.
Nope. Their only way in, or their more likely way in, is over the Flyers.
Oh, that's right.
So right now they're three back of Washington, but Washington has the game in hand on them. Pittsburgh is only four back of Philly. Pittsburgh has the game in hand on them. Pittsburgh owns the tiebreaker. So you actually just have to move into a tie with Philly.
And then what's Philly's strength of schedule to finish the season?
So Pittsburgh have, like Tyler said, the seventh most difficult schedule. Washington has the 11th. Philly has the 24th. They have one difficult game the rest of the way, and it's the Rangers.
Yeah.
However, Philly lost to Montreal and Chicago recently, I think.
They have. They've lost. So
they're sliding.
They've lost five games in a row. They lost to the
Panthers. Striking midnight.
Panthers, Rangers, Habs, Hawks, Islanders are their most recent losses. They go Buffalo, Columbus, Montreal, Rangers. Then they get Devils, Caps to end the season. That Devils or that Capitals Flyers game on the 16th could actually be who gets in, who doesn't, which is potentially setting up for some really good theater. You mentioned the Philadelphia Flyers slipping as of late, and I wanted to use that. Usually we do Sounds of the Oil for our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground, but I wanted to do, we're going to call it, what do we get? Sounds of the League, because there was a really interesting soundbite that came out of Philly today.
Make a noise for that.
It's a
signal. It Sounds of the League.
Gong.
Gong.
Thank you, Liam.
Thank you.
Sounds of the League delivered and presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park, opening up on May 31st. It's family fun all summer long. Also, the Rainbow Valley Campground. Did you know I was at Snow Valley yesterday?
Really?
And I went.
Oh.
Personal matter.
Oh. Okay.
I've heard it's good for those personal matters.
I've been to a personal matter there.
Yep. I know someone who went there for a personal matter.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a great evening.
They got it resolved?
Yep.
I was very intrigued by what they have to offer when it comes to those personal matters. Mm. A lot of good qualities.
Well, now there's some more amenities to extend it with the personal matters that I'm assuming could be made available to the personal matter.
Yeah, maybe people coming in from out of town for the personal matter could camp at the Rainbow Valley Campground.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's one thing. I feel like maybe bring your golf clubs to the personal matter.
Target golf during the personal matter. Just a nice little break. It's a stressful personal matter.
Well, or you can get a nice evening game going there.
Tyler Mulick, what are you talking about?
It's a personal matter.
It's a personal matter, man. Just let the guy live.
Yeah, come on. Anyways, shout out to Rainbow Valley Campground and Snow Valley Aerial Park.
For all your personal matter needs.
What the hell is going on? Sounds of the League. Let's take a listen into what John Tortorella had to say. It's about a minute long. Let's play it.
On to, right? It always comes, they're going to quit on him. It follows me around. And so be it. If a player is going to quit on me, or players are going to quit on me because I'm trying to make them better people and better athletes, you got the wrong damn coach here, and you got the wrong damn people here. So I'm not sure what goes on. My job is, I am going to push athletes. And I try to stay away from, I have other things on my mind that I don't give you. I was in control the other night. What I said, I meant. And quite honestly, when I watch the tape now, I'm more concerned than just the second period. Because of, I'm so proud of the team getting here. And I guess now the narrative out there is, because I've heard from other people, that they're young, they're not supposed to be here. Bullshit. We're here. We're here. Face it. And let's be better. And I don't think we're ready to be better. And that's my problem with us right now. And it is my job. I have not done a good enough job to get them over the hump after playing those seven games. And then each game, as it goes down, we have six left. I haven't done a good enough job to make them understand we have to be different now. We have to be at a different level. That's my frustration with me. And that's my frustration with the team. And if people can't handle it, so be it.
There you go.
He really wanted to say F off.
I know.
He really did. Credit to the Flyers media for the video. He's such an interesting guy, because there are times where he flies off the handle and you're just like, shut up, Torts. Like, but then he has moments like this where you're like, you kind of have to remember that, like, it is his job to fly off the handle sometimes. Like, he He
doesn't feel like to be the lightning rod for his players sometimes.
It's calculated, it feels like. Yes. I didn't like the way he handled the Couturier thing. I'll say that.
Yeah.
So like sometimes he does go a little bit too far, but then you hear that side of Torts and you kind of understand why, like, there are a lot of players who swear by him. They love him.
Yeah. When I was working at the Showpark Crusaders, Jeff Lloyd Whitaker played under Torts in New York. And Jeff played under Torts, Dave Tippett, Hitchcock. And there was one other notable coach in there. I can't remember who it was. But he said that Torts was the best coach he ever had at any level. He said the respect the players had for him, like, you wouldn't believe. And he would still talk to him and stuff like that. And when he was still around. And that's why, like, the Couturier thing is interesting. I don't think he should have done it, but also...
Well, I think he maybe just could have been handled. I like the idea of a coach setting a tone and like putting your captain if he's underperforming, because like it's about the team. And if everyone like, and I maybe think maybe it could have been wordsmith a little bit better, or maybe, you know, just, but like I like a coach that's willing to make a bold move. Like look at the Nashville Predators. They didn't get to go see U2. What do they do to respond? They go on a 19-0-2 heater.
I think
whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, they went undefeated for
like, a while. Like it's got to be, things like that have to be connected to that kind of result. So I don't know. I've got like, and there's moments where he's a little cringe, but like that guy will take a bullet for his players.
Yeah,
like that's the type of coach he is. He really loves the guys, and he just wants you to play as hard as you can and be the best player you can, but that's ultimately going to unlock a really good outcome for the team. And he's really good at getting that.
I think another thing too, with the Couturier thing, people are saying, oh, there's other guys you could have taken out. It's like, yeah, but what would that have done? Like, and I obviously the results haven't gone the way it should have gone.
Two wins them. In their last 10.
But also if you take out a fourth line guy, it's expected that guy goes out the lineup every other night or whatever it is, right? Like taking out your captain
send a message.
Is a statement for this locker room. And I hope they make the playoffs, to be honest, because they're not supposed to be here. And like he said, is that they are here, and eventually it kind of gets to the point. And how many games are left? Six or whatever. And we're still talking about them being the team to drop out when they're third in their division. I know the points are tight and everything, but like if that was Vegas, which it is, we're not talking about them dropping out of the playoffs. And granted, two very different projects going on there, but they're third in the division. They've been there all year.
Yeah. So let's do a little prediction time. Oh, I keep nudging the Koskinen banner.
Yeah, show some respect.
Yeah,
come on. He once allowed 4 goals on 4 shots.
if you had to make a prediction based on the Eastern playoff picture right now, who do you think gets in? Who doesn't? And maybe even a better question. Philly is such a cool underdog story. The way they've gone, like they're supposed to be a lottery team and they're looking like a playoff team. Getting Sid back in for another playoff run would be great, though. I think personally what I want to see between the last two spots, I want Pitt and Washington to get in. I want Ovi and Sid to be in the playoffs again. I want to get more moments like that. I think the likeliest scenario is that it stays like it. No, I'll say the likeliest scenario is Washington, Detroit are the two that get in. But what do you guys say?
Well, how about if Pittsburgh gets in and finishes third, it's Pittsburgh, Carolina.
That'd be Gensel. Holy shit, would that ever be something?
Yeah. I think Philly will get in. And I will say, I actually think the Red Wings will sneak in instead of Washington.
Could see that. Tied right now, but a game in hand for Washington.
So what would that be? They would play the Rangers.
Seed. Yeah, the Rangers.
Hattie Kane revenge series.
That'd be a great narrative. A
revenge, a lot of revenge.
If I gave you a magic wand and said you could get in two teams, you get to pick them. The NHL is going to let you rig the games.
I never want to count out Sid, but I don't want Dubas to have any success.
Well, that's fair.
And that's why Sid needs to leave Pittsburgh.
Well, okay, but he's not.
But so I'm trying to think of, is it my respect for Sid or my dislike for Dubas? Which one am I? So I'm going to say go Philly.
Okay.
And I feel like Wash could slide out and Detroit move in.
I was battling with the same.
I'm torn. Like, Washington just keeps getting it done.
And I do like, who's their coach again? Spencer Carberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool the job he's been in.
I know. And so it's like, so and I love TJ Oshie.
And I love Ovi, to be honest.
To me, it's up to Ovi. Like, does Ovi want to play any more playoff games, or is he just here to get the record? Like, these are the things you have to ask, and it's true.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Let's move off of this and give you all a chance to win $25 from our friends over at Nation Gear. It's the Merch Madness sale. It's on now. NationGear.ca. 20% off all regular season merch. Some exclusions apply. Free shipping on all orders over $200 as well. So go check out. We just re-released some of our like older designs as well. So if you head over there, check out all the great Oilers Nation gear we got.
And stay tuned for the upcoming playoffs.
Yeah, new playoff merch coming as well. I was looking
away from me for some reason. It keeps moving away from me. Maybe because I'm just blowing hot air.
I noticed of some of like the newer ones we or older designs that we put back up on the site. We have a Keep Nuge Forever in blue, which I thought was really cool. Yeah, we also got Dad
T-shirt.
Also, that
Thong.
Is. Also, it is your chance to get your tickets to our next game day at Greta. It is coming up on April 6th. Free swag at the door, prizes to be won, beverage specials, and more. Get your tickets now at nationgear.ca. It's a BOA. You already know Greta is going to be rocking. We're going to be doing pre and post game from there as well. And as always with our events, they are in support of a good cause. This time around, we are partnering up with the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund. April 6th is the 6th anniversary of the Humboldt Broncos tragedy. So obviously that's something that's near and dear to all of us. And we're happy to be supporting the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund with this event. So get your tickets now, nationgear.ca. Liam's game. If you are new and you have never played it before, this is how it works. Liam gives us one easy player and one hard player. He's got clues for your mystery Oiler. Mm. It is someone who played on the Oilers after the year 2000.
And also the Dallas Stars.
Ooh. I do
this on game days.
All right. So a little twist.
Both teams.
The easy clue comes up, or the easy player comes up first. You need to be the first person in the YouTube chat to get it if you want to be entered in the draw. We then do a difficult player, first three. Get your names into the prize wheel. One of you gets $25 to Nation Gear. So let's go, Liam.
All right. Here we go, Aaron. You ready? I was drafted in 2013 and still play in the NHL. The GM that drafted me is still my GM today. I've played for four NHL teams, but never for the team that drafted me. I've played more games for Dallas and Edmonton. I've played over 500 in my career. I am European.
Can I, Jay, do you know who it is?
Jay Fink.
Can I whisper?
It might be.
Ooh, I got it.
I don't know.
Bang. Come on.
Well, we got to let people in the chat have a go.
Got to let people in the chat have a go.
Oh, someone got it.
Someone got it?
In the NHL and he's Euro.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Who was it? Or who was the guy?
This guy's in a Euro I'm thinking of.
Rusty.
It was Rusty?
I think so.
That's
what I wrote down.
Hemsky. Wasn't Toby Reeder. Wasn't Reeder. Wasn't Chase on. Horkoff. Pitlick. Shore. It was Rusty. Boy, he beat Braden Showtime by like, must have been a second.
Matthias Janmark. Ken Holland drafted him in Detroit.
And Janmark never played, He's in Edmonton.
That's good.
There you go. Matthias Janmark was your easy mystery player for the first clue.
Mm-hmm. So Rusty's
in. Can I guess the answer to the hard one before you even ask the question?
Yeah.
Mark Fistrick.
No, it's not Mark.
All right, let's see the difficult one, Liam.
Let me pull it up so I can see it too. Okay, I played 151 games in the NHL. I retired last season while playing in my home country. I played one season in Edmonton. My rookie season in the NHL was 2009. I am a defenseman.
I think I know who it is. I'm really
sorry. Last season was last year.
Yeah,
in pro hockey.
That was great.
Yeah, but if you get it right.
Oh, in pro hockey.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you did.
Let's go!
Oh, I'm dialed in today, Liam. I'm dialed
You're
in
on
today.
Fire. You did those both so
two
fast.
For two. Yeah,
that was very cool.
Don't mess around with me and my Oilers Dallas Stars trivia.
It's not Jason DeMers. That would have been a good one, all things considered.
Yeah, new friend Gazdick. I mean, never technically played for Dallas, right?
Or defense.
Or a defenseman. No one's got it yet, eh? He was a part of a relatively famous Oilers trade.
So he finished pro hockey.
In his home country, yeah.
In his home country.
Oh, one person got it.
It's... Well,
don't say it if you know it, because we haven't gotten three yet. We got two.
I don't know how it is.
Oh, Craig Fisher. Welcome, Craig.
Good job, Craig. Do you know Craig?
Yep.
I know Craig too.
Oh. We went to high school together.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
What's up, Craig?
Come on. One more person needs to get it before we close things off.
Come on.
That was a really famous Oilers trade. I remember where I was the day it went down.
At all. I should have looked.
There you go. OJ's got it. OJ Gaze.
Who was it?
Philip Larson. He's a part of the Horkov trade.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, little Philip. Little Philip. He was so tiny.
So in the draw, we have Rusty. Oh, my laptop froze. Tyler, you have to pull up the wheel of names. Okay, so he's Rusty, Aiden O'Neill, Craig, and OJ Gaze. Wheel of names. It's called Wheel of
Names. Wheel of Names. I'm on it. Wheel of Names. Okay. Sorry. So it was, the last time I did this, Aiden O'Neill was also in a draw.
Perfect.
Rust
in it often.
Rusty, Aiden O'Neill, Craig, and who?
OJ.
OJ. All right. We're spinning the wheel. I was going to show everybody. There's the wheel for proof that we did it. The winner is Aiden O'Neill.
He wins so often.
Aiden, you're banned from 2 weeks. It's like draft lottery rules. You can't win Liam's game for 2 weeks now. But congratulations. You've got $25 to Nation Gear. Email me, Tyler@thenationnetwork.com to claim your prize. Philip Larson. Hello. That's a good pull, Liam.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mark Fisterk. It's funny you said that because I did look into him a little bit to do it.
Who else did you look into?
Well, I just Googled Oilers and
I was trying to think of some dirty ones.
Brad Winchester played for both.
Obviously, Horkov.
Sounds plausible. Sheldon Surrey.
There was a goalie. Can't remember. Wasn't there a goalie? I don't remember. Keith Acton was one, but he didn't.
Yeah, but that's before 2000. That was before. That's way. It's in the 80s, 90s.
Bro. But he was the one who I think played the most for both teams.
And he probably would have played for the North Stars.
Oh, really?
Well,
that would have been out of it. Yeah. Jason Artner is another good. Oh, Mike Smith. That was a goalie.
All right. Yeah, Mike Smith. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Liam's game brought to you by Nation Gear. And Greta will be there Saturday for the BOA. Get your tickets now at nationgear.ca. Continuing along, getting set for the game tonight. Let's do the Betway Game Day Betting Challenge, gentlemen. Right now, with our friends at Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Simply create an account, scan the QR code on the screen, and redeem your bonus. Place a bet, no minimum amount required, and if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. This offer is only available outside of Ontario. Scan the QR code on your screen now. Find out how with Betway you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. We are all coming off losses in the Betway Game Day.
I've been losing a lot.
You're sliding, Jay. You're slipping.
Well, it's because I'm reaching. I'm going for big, chasing the juice.
So what's the strategy today?
This is a tough game.
Tough game.
So I just looked at it as realistic as I could.
Kev, do we have the board?
Go with Oilers and under 6.5, it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
4-2 win. Let's go.
Tyler?
I am going Zach Hyman over 3.5 shots on goal, -110. He is absolutely crushing this as of late. I am 1,000% wagering on this evening. These are his shot totals over his last 8 games. 4-4-5-6-4-4-8-4. He's hit this thing in 8 consecutive hockey games. They're still giving it at -110. Sign me up. Hyman shot prop.
I went with all his money line. +165.
They're that big of dogs tonight.
They are.
That is actually crazy.
Are they?
Yeah.
165. Oh, I don't think Liam can make it up. Well, or could he?
He does like to mess around with that board.
There's a reason we took the records away.
Yeah, because Liam forgot how to count.
That's not very good of me.
Just quickly, the Oilers so far this season when they've been underdogs, and granted, it is not something that has happened very often this year. Oh, damn it, I just lost it. Come on now, where is it?
Well, and they should be dogs. That's the whole thing. So that's good.
Can I give you, I want you guys to guess this.
Philip Larson.
That sounds like an airplane.
It might explode.
It might explode. The Oilers have played 73 games this season. How many times this year do you think they've been underdogs?
3.
It's hard to say because they weren't even underdogs when they played Toronto in Toronto.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They get no respect.
5.
They are 3-3 this year as underdogs. So they've been underdogs 6 times.
Well, that's close.
So. Liam, I hate to say this, but on the money line, they're 105. It's plus 165 for the win, draw, win.
Oh,
that's what I meant. That's what I
actually okay.
Meant.
Oh, you're taking them in reg.
Regulation.
That's a juicy money contest. Line.
Yeah.
65.
Joe. Thank you for bringing truth to this. I knew Liam was trying to pull a fast one there.
To be fair, like, even no if I did try and screw us, I'd still be significantly ahead of both of you.
Well, but now it doubts why you're significantly ahead. Yep. You are in control of this.
Yeah. There you go. Betway Game Day Betting Challenge. I'll look to climb back a little bit closer to the positives. I got time. What'll be interesting is game 82 and how we're going to handle that. Because, I mean, that's the one where you might just have to take a big swing and hope you can hit some.
Or just take the night off. Load up for playoffs.
Load bankroll management day. I'm not wagering on the final game of the season.
Well, it depends. Like, if McDavid needs 3 points to get the lead, I will put my house on that. Do not put your house on anything. But I would.
Let's get to our keys to victory for Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. It's now open in the heart of Sherwood Park, and it's the exclusive spot in Sherwood Park for all things Yamaha, which include Yamaha boats, boat motors, dirt and street bikes, ATVs, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. You two boys drive past it all the time. Still looking just as beautiful as day one.
It is. I love the black exterior.
It is nice. All right. It is your spot to get loaded up for the summer as well, because the weather's starting to turn. You want to be out on the water. You want to be ripping around on an ATV out at the cabin. That sounds good. Let them handle it. Keys to victory for this evening. I'll go first. I mentioned that rather shitty road PK for the Dallas Stars. The Oilers' power play has not been good on the road. It could have got them a big goal and helped them get the 2 points against St. Louis. It didn't. It let them down. I think the power play cannot let them down a second straight hockey game. You will get opportunities. You need to take advantage of one or two of them. Oilers need to score on the power play.
Yeah, that was going to be mine. Can I go with that one too?
Yeah, sure. I'll let you do that.
We can all echo it, but then come up with reach for something.
Score goals that are count.
Yeah, say stop scoring.
That's a disallowed goal. Yep, that is a good key to victory.
That was annoying in that game, especially because it was not apples to apples or whatever level playing, whatever. Well, this just in, the Dallas Stars are a good hockey club.
Seven wins in a row.
So I just want a conservative defensive effort from forwards and defense. Let's shut these guys down. Let's just win a very... tonight, I don't care if it's a boring hockey game. 2-1. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just shut these guys down because they're hot. Pepper Ottinger, choke them out. Mm-hmm. Get the dub.
OJ wants to know why you hate Kyle Dubas. Apparently, it's something
he because really he wears fake glasses.
Said dislike.
Dislike, yeah.
Well, because everyone thinks he's so he's so good.
Yeah,
and he's not. Like, look at the turmoil he's left in Toronto.
Also, he's such
look what he did in Pittsburgh in short order,
6 months. Yeah.
So like the fact that he's like this nouveau savant GM.
But also, there's the analytics crew that hate him because he's not actually good at analytics.
And that was initially why they loved him.
I know. And then it was like, oh, wait, no, he doesn't do anything that well analytically. But then there's the old school people who hate him because they think of him as the analytic computer boy. And then it just leads to everyone hating Kyle Dubas.
So if he took off the glasses, he'd be fine.
I'd have more respect. Are those amazing depth? Interesting signings.
Oh, he gave Noel Acciari a 3-year deal.
Right. Like, so where are all those where that really plays and has massive impact? Playing around the edges where he's really getting analytical to bring people in to help that instead of bending over and signing everyone to the max term or the term they want to the max money. Like, I'm sorry.
OJ says, I like him for making the Leafs bad.
You know what? That's fair. That is a very fair comment. And I'll always respect. Maybe he hates the Leafs too. I don't know.
Just one more note on the Dallas Stars and back to keys to victory for Power Sports and Marine. Dallas has outshot the opposition at 5-on-5 in 6 consecutive hockey games in 7 of their last 8 games. And in those last 8 games, the game where they got outshot, it was only 28-27. So they have been forces at 5-on-5 as of late. And that is something the Oilers will have to keep toned down.
And we'll get to see Chris Tanev tonight on the wrong team.
Ah, I forgot about that. That sucks. Ah. Oh, well.
Could have been.
Remember John Chyka?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. That because they came in at like the same era.
Yeah.
Dubas and Chyka. Then Chyka cheated.
What a cheater.
Yeah, he's
just. Mm-hmm. I always associate those two. Right. He was pretty analytical. If
he was like, very
super, yeah. Super duper company duper, yeah. About analytics.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And his sister.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap up the show with the menu for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Check out the new Double Dash feature. It's your opportunity to add a second stop onto your DoorDash order for no extra delivery fees. Also, my favorite thing to do with DoorDash, and I did this yesterday, driving home, sitting in the parking lot. I'm like, all right, I got 20 minutes until I will be back at home. I know the burrito place by my house is 15 minutes away. So I fire up.
Are you going to your in-laws?
Huh?
Are you going to your in-laws?
No, Seth, no, I'm not. But I fire up DoorDash, and instead of getting it dropped off of my house, I just do the pickup option. So then as soon as I leave the parking lot, boom, order. As soon as I pull up to the burrito place, walk in. Thank you. No waiting in line. None of that. Grab my food. Boom. I'm right back home. That's good living.
No extra fees.
No extra fees. You just go get your burrito. It's good living, guys. Menu for today. The out-of-town scoreboard. The game you're going to want to keep an eye on is Vancouver, Arizona. Also, to an extent, Seattle, LA. Go LA.
Yeah. No,
go Kraken.
Why?
Because I want LA booted from the playoffs.
Oh, Jesus, Liam. We're back on this.
Why can't I root against the team I hate the most?
Is St. Louis any...
Three back, but LA has a game in hand, so this is their game in hand.
Oh, exactly. Go Kraken. Screw the Kings.
Kings can be like the thing is like it's like Kings could just turn on and be a playoff juggernaut. So yeah, screw the Regicide. Let's go.
Yeah, smell you later.
Regicide.
Take down the King. Right. Unleash the Kraken. Let's see the Blues in.
Blues will be playing in the background.
The background.
Yep.
All right. Also, outside of the NHL, Blue Jays finished their series against the Houston Astros today. That game last night was one of the weirdest baseball games I've ever watched in my life. There was just so much nonsense that went on. Jays were down 1-0 top of the ninth, got a 2-run home run, won the game 2-1. It's good living.
I'm going to the home opener.
What?
What?
Yeah. I have to go to Toronto for work, and it just happened to be the home opener, so I'm going to the home opener.
I am so jealous of that.
When do they play? Who do they
play? You should find more ways to have to go to Toronto for work.
Yeah, I should. Oh, wow. Well,
who do they play?
Don't even know. Rays?
The Mariners.
The Mariners.
Don't even know.
But I'll dust off my Vlad Guerrero Jr. jersey.
Oh, and it's the new, you'd see the new stadium.
I'm going to an event on the WestJet flight deck.
Shut up. Game.
Yeah. It's going to be nice.
I'm very jealous of all this.
I'm Most of the reason why I'm doing it is to make you jealous.
I know. That's why you were smirking before the show.
Actually, I totally forgot about it until right now.
Tyler's fuming. I am fuming. All right. That is a wrap on today's edition of the show. Big shout out to Sherwoodford the Giant for another Sherwoodford Giant game day edition of the program. We got a couple more guests coming up this week as well. Tomorrow, hopefully a victory edition of the show as well. There you go. That's a wrap. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody. See you on Pre-Gaming with Boardsy at 7 o'clock this evening.